This is another story about the schoolmistress and that naughty schoolboy. It should be remembered that, even though the schoolboy is still in school, in his private boarding school, even though he's still required to wear his school uniform, he is in fact over 18 and perhaps, if he'd spent more time on his schoolwork and less thinking about his school mistress, he might, by now, have moved on. At first, the boy's fantasies about the schoolmistress had been of the usual schoolboy variety, consisting of vague urges, much thrusting of pelvises, grunting, and of course the inevitable release. He had simply wanted to immerse himself in her fragrance, in the texture of her skin and hair. But now things had changed. Now he longed to be taken by her to a deeper, darker place. He no longer joined in the endless discussions which took place in the dormitory at night, those highly speculative discussions about the schoolmistress that the other boys enjoyed so much. Now that endless speculation annoyed him. He found it crass and crude. He knew that the schoolmistress could show him dark mysteries. Mysteries he could barely imagine, but which he craved. He was still frustrated after being denied his orgasm in the classroom and couldn't resist touching his cock lightly with his fingertips. It twitched in instant response. He thought about what his next punishment might be and remembered how the schoolmistress had flexed her cane. Was that to be it? Or would she continue what she'd started before, when she'd insinuated one long finger into his virgin arsehole, when she'd been on the verge of taking him with her strap on? The schoolboy groaned aloud as these images flooded his brain. Little did he know, but that groan was echoed in the bedroom of the schoolmistress. She, too, was imagining the schoolboy's next punishment. Was he really ready to take her strap on? She knew that she wanted him to be. Wanted to possess him. Body and soul. She thought of how she'd take him. How she'd tease and torment him until he was on his knees, naked before her, begging to be impaled on her cock, filled and possessed by his mistress. She groaned again and pushed down the white linen sheet, exposing her smooth body to the moonlight, filtering in through the window. She ran her hands over her breasts, squeezing and caressing, causing her already alert nipples to harden even more. She slid one hand down between her thighs, slipping a finger into the warm cleft there, pressing against her clitoris. It was every bit as hard as the schoolboy's cock, and wet. Slippery. Her breathing quickened as she began to rub and stroke the hard nub, and slide one and then two fingers into her tight, wet cunt. She arched her back and panted as she began to fuck herself with her fingers, imagining how she would slide her strap on into the boy in much the same way. All self-control was gone now, and she abandoned herself to the fantasy, Perhaps if she satisfied herself now, she'd be able to maintain control when the time came. Perhaps. Even at that moment she knew that the sight of his delicious arsehole, stretching to take her cock, would test even her resolve, and her movements quickened. She thought of his smooth, young, white bottom, and the red stripes that might adorn it. If the schoolboy could see her now, writhing, sweating and naked on her bed, if he knew the thoughts she was having about him. Meanwhile, the boy had been unable to resist the urge to stroke, and he masturbated feverishly, frantically, almost in a frenzy of lust for his schoolmistress. He spurted explosively into his hand, his mind full of confusing images. His hand was the mistress's tight cunt. No, it was his own ravished arsehole. With a sharp cry, he reached the peak of his orgasm, completely oblivious to the sniggers and knowing smiles of the other boys in the dorm. Again, his cry was echoed in the schoolmistress's room, as she too throbbed and convulsed in orgasm. Each fell into a blissful sleep, dreaming of what was, possibly, to come next.